Workbook, Unit 4, page 39. Extra listening. Who am I? You are going to hear a conversation about assuming false identities. Listen and answer the questions.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Tracy Jones and this is Radio Speak. In tonight's programme, we'll be talking to Dr. Irene Marshall, a well-known psychiatrist who's written a book about people who assume new identities. Dr. Marshall, why do people adopt different identities?
Good evening, Tracy. Well, people assume false identities for many reasons. For example, spies and undercover agents pretend to be someone else in order to uncover state secrets or to fight crime. But assuming a false identity over a period of time can result in psychological problems and personality changes. It's known that many spies and undercover agents become confused about who they really are after pretending to be someone else. Sometimes it's difficult for them to go back to their true identity.
What about the famous case of Mr. Nobody? Do you think he could be an undercover agent who is confused about his identity?
Oh, I don't know about that. Mr. Nobody's story is a bit different. There, the man, who now calls himself Cywald Skeed, suffered memory loss after an accident and is still suffering from amnesia. His photo has been in international newspapers and on the internet, but no one has been able to identify him.
Doctor, literature is full of stories about people who take on different identities. Why is that, do you think?
Well, probably because it's a subject that has interested writers for hundreds of years. One of my favourite stories about stealing identities is The Return of Martin Guerre. It's been made into a film too. It's a true story that took place in 16th century France. It's about a man who left his wife and child in order to fight in the Hundred Years' War.
And what happens?
The man's wife, Bertrande, believes that her husband has been killed in the war, but 9 years later, he returns to the village. The man looks and sounds like her husband and knows many details about his family and friends, but Bertrande isn't convinced that the man is really her husband, Martin.
But how can that be? How is it possible she didn't recognise her own husband?
Well, the situation Bertrande finds herself in is not an impossibility, especially since her husband has been away for 9 years. And remember, there were no photographs in those days. At first, the village people are really happy about Martin's return. But after a disagreement with his uncle, the villagers begin to question Martin's identity. Eventually, he is called before the court in order to uncover the truth about his identity.
It sounds like a good story.
It's a great story. It's really about finding out the truth. It shows how easy it is to influence people's opinions. That's one of the reasons why con artists and undercover agents are able to adopt new identities.
Well, our next guest has got a very interesting story to tell. David used to be an undercover agent, so he really knows what it means to take on a false identity. David is going to tell us about the intensive training he went through in order to take on a new identity. We'll be back with David and Dr. Marshall after the adverts.